The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Y'all! Hey!
Hey, y'all!
Hi! How's it? Hey! Hey, you!
We were on my little friend Jenny and her husband Michael's boat the other day. And they have four giant patriotic flags that they fly off the top of the boat. And this, we were getting gas, and this lady pulled up next to us, and she was an older lady, and she and her husband were in a big, like, almost... It was a cabin cruiser thing, but it probably built in the 70s or something, but you could live on it, you know. And she pulled up, and she was out there throwing the little fenders off the side and getting ready to tie up to get gas. And she's just screaming at everybody. She's just having the best time going, "Hey, y'all, I sure like y'all's flags. And if people don't like it, you can just tell them this." And, you know, she's like flipping it. You know.
Yeah, there's a lot of flags on that boat.
Yeah. Always know something good's coming after somebody yells, "Hey y'all,
hey y'all,
hey y'all."
If they don't like it, they can suck it.
Kiss my ass.
I saw your friend Jenny had posted her gas bill of filling up her boat.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty shocking, the number on that.
Mm-hmm. Gas on the lake now per gallon costs more than jet fuel.
Yeah,
per gallon. That's what she was saying.
It was in the sevens or eights or something.
Yeah. Almost eight. It's like $7.99, whatever,
per gallon. That's crazy.
I know. Some dumb shit. And it's being done on purpose. But whatever. It is.
Yeah.
Sorry, Alexis.
Why are you saying sorry to me?
Because it's not a fun fact that we have to face. And I know you like to stay positive and all, but
you know the positive side of this is good thing that I'm not rich and have a lot of things that I need to pay for.
Well, right, that's one way to look at it.
Yeah. right.
Yep.
Okay. I have never been told this, I don't think. Maybe I have, but I'm not sure. But there is a lady who was telling us about her friend Katie, and she said that Katie often says that she is TJ's spirit animal. And she's been a listener to Share Funny since we first started the Share Funny.
Yep.
I've never been called somebody's spirit animal.
Yeah.
Before. First of all, I don't like being called an animal in that. In that text.
It's a good
thing. In that context. Alexa says that the owl is her spirit animal. I've never said I have a spirit animal.
No?
No.
Yeah, you did. You said the Lamb of God.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
That was the funniest thing ever. He was like, "Yeah, you know what my spirit animal is? The Lamb of God."
That was good.
You see, I forget all the funny things that I mean, the human mind would not be able to keep track of all of them.
No.
No matter who it is, Bill Gates or none of them. Can't keep up with that.
Or nothing.
Damn, Ben Shapiro can't even keep up, smart as he is. Oh, man. On funny things. But if Katie is indeed my spirit animal, then she would recognize that. We were requested to mention something about her birthday, and it got away from me. the other day. So if she's indeed my spirit animal, she knows how scatterbrained I am and how what lack of focus that I have on things. And that's what makes me me, you know, more of a spirit gorilla, I think.
I may have dropped the ball on that because I do remember that message and I messaged her back.
Mm-hmm.
And I just forgot to mention it to you.
Her friend or Katie?
The friend.
It was supposed to be a surprise for Katie.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
Well, sorry, Katie. Riggins dropped the ball.
Yeah, you can put that one on me.
Riggins and Alexis.
I did. I made sure it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Don't include me with Riggins dropping the ball.
Well,
we can be pretty sure that you'll eventually drop the ball at some point. Just mark this one up for later.
Yeah. Was that supposed to be at work on time? Sorry, I dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah. You're going to drop it again. Don't worry.
We're doing hot potato with the ball.
Yeah. Rob, do you have a spirit animal?
No.
No?
Pikachu.
Good for you.
Yeah. Charizard?
Yeah.
Charizard. That's a Pokemon thing, isn't it? Ain't that Pokemon?
Mm-hmm.
You know how I knew that? Because one of my little nephews, back when the Pokemon thing was popular the first time in the 90s, my little nephews were little, and he got a dog, and he named it Charizard.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a big fan.
Right. The dumbest damn name for a dog.
Yeah, that's tough to shorten up. Char? Char-char? Mm-hmm. Char-char Binks?
You know, there was no Jar Jar Binks back then either.
Oh, yeah?
No, I mean, that's about as hard to deal with as Khaleesi as a pet name.
And she doesn't shorten it at all. No. It's Khaleesi every time.
Yeah.
My dog's name is Riley. I've never called him Riley.
What would I call her, though?
I don't know. Lily?
That sounds Cece? Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. What would be short for that nerd name, Khaleesi? Because then you get that from a nerd show.
It's Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So. McQueen.
Daenerys Targaryen.
Mm. Okay, my mistake. It's not an arch.
Mother of dragons.
Breaker.
Oh, the mother of dragons.
Breaker of chains.
Targaryen. And then Riggins always says, possibly the biggest show in the history of television.
It is.
So it's not just for nerds.
Yeah.
Protector of the Seven Kingdoms.
First of all, I don't believe that. I believe that every show that gets put out on cable or streaming service that's popular, they come along and say it's the biggest show ever.
I didn't say it was the biggest show ever. I said it was the biggest show on HBO, which if it's not Game of Thrones, it's Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up there.
It's the most translated show.
Yeah, but see, and I don't give a shit about what's translated in the rest of the world.
I'm trying to give it context.
Yeah.
You'll appreciate that they made a language for that show, TJ.
Oh, yeah, they did make up a language for that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Star Trek.
Klingon.
Oh, yeah, I forgot it.
Yeah. Okay, so again, not nerdy at all. Y'all are right.
So what?
What is the language called?
Dothraki.
Dothraki.
Can y'all speak it?
Nope.
No.
If you could, Alexis, that'd make you trilingual.
I know. That'd be dope if I could speak Dothraki.
Mm-hmm. I'm bilingual.
What can you speak?
Pig Latin.
Say a sentence.
Utwe, ude, uye, ontwe, ime, ute, ase. Gotcha!
I don't know.
Whatever.
What do you want me to say?
Oh.
What I said. Ilwe ami to the ants de orfle.
Something about a fly.
That's Will Smith's song.
Yep. Getting jiggy with it. That means Ilwe is Will in Pig Latin. Ants day is dance. Orfle is floor.
Hmm.
So there. So old Will Smith can speak it too.
Yeah.
He'll be speaking it in hell. I'll tell you that. Because ain't he one of them Scientologists?
I don't know.
I think he dabbles
in
it.
He probably
dabbles. But how can you dabble in Scientology? That's a whole. Yeah. You got to be all in on that. They have special rules for celebrities.
They do, but you can also take a couple of courses. Now they want you to take a bunch of courses, mm-hmm. but a lot of people will go in and do one course, and they go, "Well, if you want to expand on your capabilities, you got to take level 2 now." So, yeah.
No.
No, I'm not doing that shit either. Mm-mm. No, thanks.
No way.
I've heard about the galactic Star Lord that lives in a volcano, and I said, it's not for me. It's not for me.
Xenu.
Yeah.
Worshipping damn spacemen.
Yep.
Alien.
Little green man.
Martians.
Yeah.
That's something you never hear anymore. Martians. What happened to the Martians?
Marvin was the last big guy. Mm-hmm. Martian.
That's what we was going to be took over by, is Martians.
Yeah.
Little green men.
As a Martian from Mars.
Yeah.
That's what Martian is.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin.
Except the fat ones, and they're called Martian Mellows.
Martian Mellows.
A little squishy in the middle.
Martian Mellows. What are people from Uranus called?
Daryl.
Welcome.
The lucky son.
Gratified. Satisfied.
Oh, God.
But yeah, now they found out that there's no life on Mars.
No.
They put the Mars rover up there, and so I guess that did away with Martians.
Unless they're invisible.
Oh, well, except now there's a dog living up there.
A dog?
Yeah, the rover.
Oh, the rover, yeah.
Did they bring that rover back?
No, I think it's still up there.
So we paid for it, and then we just leave it up there.
Well, it sends back pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's exactly like what we thought. Shit ton of dust.
Yeah.
No one can live there. That was worth $7 billion.
That's what I'm saying. I always say that there's a lot of wasted money in that space program.
Well, I don't know. I don't know enough about it to make that assessment.
Mm-hmm. I never have been interested. Like when we would even do, you know, stuff about astronauts and all that in school, in middle school and all, I never had any interest in it.
What do you think? You know, they just did this thing in front of Congress, the first UFO session in 50-something years or whatever. And all these Air Force pilots were talking about how they saw something flying 300 miles an hour and make like a right turn. Like literally UFOs, like unidentified. We don't know what that is. That was nothing, you know, didn't find that interesting.
No, and that's something, though, that I should have. I should have been into that, but I wasn't. I mean, it's just so... I don't know whether it's overwhelming to me or it's just even as a Caucasian, it's too white for me.
Very
talking well. About space and
talking about space is white.
Yeah,
that is the dumbest thing I've heard.
I mean,
what?
A lot of white
people are always the ones wanting to go out of space, and you know, I think it would be great to be on the space shuttle, and they're all into all that sci-fi and all that crap.
That's too white for me.
Well, it is.
I met an astronomer teacher at that tailgate that we did for the train show.
An astronomer teacher?
Yeah. Astronomy teacher. Shut up.
An astronomer?
Astronomer's teacher. Astronomy teacher.
Yeah.
And she was cool.
Yeah, where does she teach astronomy?
At a high school, I didn't ask her which one.
That's what she was saying at high school. I don't remember learning astronomy in high school.
Mm-hmm.
She was cool, though. She wasn't like your regular science teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was like a cool Miss Frizzle.
Mm-hmm. She smoked weed. Is that what made her cool?
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, I figured.
That space weed.
She, she seemed to have a lot of Marxism on her side.
No.
Please.
Mm. Of course.
I wouldn't even know.
What was she wearing?
Shorts and a shirt, I think. Just like tank top. She was cute. She had really cool earrings on.
Yeah. How much hemp?
No hemp.
Makeup?
She had makeup on.
Mm. Stringy hair?
No, not stringy hair. What else is on the box?
I'm describing the generic female college professor on every campus in the world. What is it about the female professors? They don't, you know, their hair gets all stringy and stuff.
I think it's just highly educated people. They end up looking like that. Same thing with the professors.
Conservative ones don't.
Maybe they don't wash their hair.
But how many of those are there, really?
No, I mean, you just said highly educated people. There are a lot of highly educated conservatives, professors, but they're not on college campus.
Yeah, I think I should have clarified professors. Mm-hmm. But they all do kind of have that look, kind of like, oh, just frazzled.
Yeah, because they're all liberals and / Marxists. Yeah. They are frazzled. They don't know what to hate next. Mm-hmm. They're a very unhappy people.
Yeah.
Your college Marxist professors. You've had them.
Sure.
You've had your share of them.
Of course.
What about that lady that was over your internship, Riggins, from the college? Is she still there?
Yeah.
Now, you didn't mind her, did you? Some of the students we got from the college talked about how she wasn't, you know, overly nice, and she didn't like us very much. And
she wasn't very nice. But she liked me.
Yeah, but who doesn't?
Who doesn't, right?
But she didn't like us.
She didn't care for you very much. Was not A1 listener, a P1 listener. Yeah. She was not a big fan of you guys. But
is it because we're conservatives?
No, it was the only reason she didn't like you is because every experience interns had had at the show.
Because of every intern. And they reported back.
It was really?
This is the worst thing that they ever had.
She tried to talk me out of it. I was saying, I'll be okay. I'm not worried.
Yeah. What did you do to these poor interns?
Well,
stun guns.
All right, we have to take a break now. But I'll tell you what we did that one of them ran back and told her that was not right.
Snitching.
Mm-hmm. So we'll get to that next.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
All right, so I'll tell you the story of why the lady in charge of the interns at the college did not like Ace and me in just a second. But first, you gotta hear about how great the sponsor of Share Funny is, which is Paul Davis Restoration. So let's say this lady that's in charge of the interns at the college came home one day and she was hating on the Ace and TJ show so much, she just started throwing things against the wall and through the wall, and she set her coffee table on fire out of rage. And then when the carpet started burning, she caught herself and said, I can't believe I just had that fit. And then she put out the fire, but there was smoke damage and fire damage and all done to the living room. Well, even though she hates the Ace and TJ show, she would call Paul Davis Restoration because they're the best to come in and clean up her mess and put her house back the way it was. Oh, ugly carpet. Put it, because I assume she has ugly carpet. They'd put the ugly carpet back in there if that's what she wanted, and replace the walls and get the smoke smell out of there and all that stuff. Put it back just the way it was before she had her little incident. That's what Paul Davis Restoration does. When something happens to your house and makes it look like a disaster has been through there, they put it back to pre-disaster shape. So go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. Make sure you got that handy in case something like that happens. acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it. So Riggins was telling us about when he was at the college and he was going to be an intern on our show. He grew up listening to us on the radio and just loved it. He just loved it. And he wanted to be an intern. Communications major.
Yeah.
And the advisor over the interns tried to get him not to pursue the internship with us because she had heard nightmare stories about every intern that had come through the college that interned with us. So some of that was because they would hear on their way to school and everything, when we would talk to interns, we'd make characters out of the interns, we would have them on all the time. Well, they just assumed if they were an intern, they were going to be featured on the air all the time. They had plenty of airtime. Well, if they didn't have the personality for that, they didn't get that. You know, we wouldn't put them on the air. If you don't have, you know, personality, why would we put you on the air just because you're, you know, wanting to be in the business? We can't afford that. We're here to entertain. So some of them would go back and complain about all I did was get coffee and I didn't really learn anything and so forth. Then there was this one girl in particular that would come in every day complaining about her boyfriend and crying, all sad, telling us how you know mean he was to her and how he didn't care about her feelings and all of this. And so, being the nice fellas that we are, we try to help her out. Well, that's bad that he's like that. You shouldn't have to deal with that, or he doesn't really care about you if he does it. So basically, you know, being like, well, we were still young then, so it was like being older brothers to her. Well, as it would have it, she goes back. She didn't want to break up with her boyfriend ever, and she went back to the advisor we heard and said, Ace and TJ did nothing but ridicule me every day about my boyfriend and try to get me to break up with him and had me in tears and whatever else.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
She like turned it around like that?
Mm-hmm.
Where is she? Where is she? I'm going to beat her up. You don't talk about my friends like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What? So, and did you guys, like, I mean, I know you guys like to pick fun or whatever, but were you guys actually making fun of her because of her boyfriend?
No. No, we really weren't.
Yeah.
Because I know how y'all can be sometimes.
Because, I mean, she was really sad. I mean, it wasn't
You're not
like,
going to make fun of her. She's really sad, right. For real.
Mm-hmm. I would have made
But she did. The story we heard was is that she went and said that all we did was just try to get her to break up with her boyfriend, try to sabotage her relationship.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, we're married with kids. Why are we trying to sabotage some college girl's boyfriend, you know, relationship? She's the one came to us crying all the time.
I don't like her.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ever see her on the streets, she's getting these hands.
Yeah, I think she may have married the guy.
Yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she's from my hometown.
Yeah.
And I know of her.
Yeah, but do you know that story to be true? Absolutely
no.
True?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because like I said, well, that's what we heard was the main thing that made the advisor or whatever at the college think that we weren't good people.
So the advisor told you that story, Riggins?
No.
Oh.
No, the advisor told me. When I said I wanted to intern on this show, because I had a lot of options. It's communications. It's kind of the slackers major. And you're like, what do you want to do? Communicate.
Sure.
You can kind of do a lot of shit with that. So, So I said, oh, I want to be on the Ace and TJ show. Because I had another friend that I was in a lot of these classes with, and she was interning at the time. She was super cute. And I need to reconnect with her. I don't know what she's up to, but she's the one that gave me the head. She goes, you should join this show. I'm about to leave. You need to contact this person. And I said, great. So I went and talked to my advisor. I said, I want to go intern. She's leaving. I want to go in her spot. She goes, oh, you don't want to do that. Something along those. I went, why? And then she just said, yeah, that an intern had a hard time that she thought she was getting made fun of or something. I was like, I'll be okay.
Yeah, like we got thick skin.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. It's
not for the weak ones.
So. Yeah, and I mean, we've had great success stories from interns.
Right.
I mean, there's one who is who went from being an intern and getting into radio herself, and then she ended up working in New York City, and then now she's the co-host of a big country show. There's Riggins. There's another guy that was our first intern when we moved to Charlotte. He is now the head of the syndication of all country radio for a huge broadcast company, like one of the big ones, Premier. That's Premier lit. Radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there have been a lot of success stories.
Yeah.
Equally as many non-success stories.
Sure. But, and there have been a few here or there where, depending on what we had going on with the show and with management and what, you know, where the business was at the time, we'd look back and it would be their last day and we would say something like, you know, oh man, I wish we would have had more time to work with him or her or whatever, because, you know, we regret that we had other stuff going on that, you know, feel like we kind of let them down. But there's another one I just thought of. He went on to be in radio as a program director, and now he runs his own voiceover business.
Yeah.
His name's Mandon. His name's Brandon, but we called him Mandon because he was really hairy.
Oh. Nice.
Like a man. That's a manly man. We call him Mandon. I don't think the guy that Ace took his drums ever turned out to be anything in radio. And, you know, the guy that brought his hat in that day with the bullet hole in it.
That guy that's an attorney in Texas, wasn't he an intern? I mean, it's not radio, but he's an attorney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he would have never been that if it weren't for the expert tutelage of us.
Exactly.
He would have just probably been homeless. Because he ain't worth a shit. His name's Ryan. Wiki Ryan is what we called him. Ain't worth a damn. He ain't worth a plug nickel. I'm kidding. I say that because he still listens every day. And he still updates our Wikipedia page.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's a big Texas lawyer.
Yeah, he was cool.
Mm-hmm. Big slip and fall lawyer.
Yeah. He did. He kind of... He was talking about the things, like his schedule, what it looks like, and it just sounds miserable to me because he sounded so busy and just like worn down already, and he's like just starting his career. Sounded awful.
Remember when he was robbed at gunpoint at the GameStop? Yeah. He worked at GameStop, and somebody came in there with a gun and robbed it.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Of course, he came in the next morning to do his interning with us, and we made him relive the whole thing on the air.
I mean, it's a crazy story.
He was still scared. He was like, come on, let's go. Speed it up. It's a big deal. You had a gun in your face.
Guess who got robbed yesterday, last night? Details in less than 10 minutes.
Right. You're like, oh, that's great content.
Yeah. Somebody almost got murked.
Yeah. You guys are hilarious.
But then there was the one intern who was screening calls, and I don't know what she was doing, but we kind of made a joke about it. She wasn't being friendly that day or something, and we said something about her, and she couldn't hear us because she was in the other room, but she was also answering phone calls at the time, and somebody called and said, they're giving you crap. And she just hung up the phone and glared at us and then walked out. We never saw her again. Felt kind of bad about that. But she wasn't from the college.
She was just a random intern?
Yeah, because we got them from broadcast schools and other colleges and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one that got away. That got away from us.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. But I think we have a pretty good track record overall. Got a winning record.
You think? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it also depended on how cute and or handsome you were.
Sure.
Of course.
You didn't want to be gross to look at. No one wants to look at gross people all day.
But the one that hated us the most was really, really cute.
Yeah. Really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Soft, though. Not ready for the big leagues.
Yeah, she wasn't ready. She was not ready for this jelly. But then again, who is?
Hey! Miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
What?
Mm-hmm. In your butt.
Will y'all help remind me on days when we're not videoing to open up the curtains and the blinds?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a cave in
it's
here.
It's depressing.
Yeah,
I hate it. I miss seeing the sun come out.
I just said it because Jody says it.
I hate it.
It's like a cave.
It's like I'm in prison.
Oh, we were videoing today, too, though.
Yeah, I thought Mr. Todd was coming back today. As they say in my hometown of Winfield, Louisiana, I ain't seen hide nor hair of him. Y'all seen him? Y'all hear anything from him?
I talked to him last night over text.
Yeah.
Needed something for the daily video that goes up, that went up yesterday.
Yeah, that's cool. That was I didn't watch the whole thing yesterday, but. First, I was like, what is it? Because it looked, because it's the first time we've had those camera angles and all. Yeah. I was like, what the hell is that? And in the still shot of the video, you can see Rob all cocked to the side, like, you know, he's all in pain.
I watched the video.
It's kind of like you want to turn your phone the other way so it would straighten up.
Yeah, I watched the video just to see my facial reactions, and I was just
wincing.
Yeah. So are you still taking all that ibuprofen, Rob?
I've cut back because it really did mess with my stomach.
Yeah.
So
I told you to alternate Tylenol with it.
Yeah, and I've been doing that. The medication they just prescribed me has Tylenol in it as well. Yeah. So
okay.
Well, acetaminophen, I believe, is the.
Mm-hmm. So is that what was going on the other day when you had to leave, when your stomach was hurting from all the ibuprofen?
I think so.
Yeah. And then how does it, is it cramping or you feel like you're about to doo-doo yourself?
I'm about to doo-doo myself.
Really?
Yes. Splatters.
That's disgusting.
Well, that's life.
I feel like I was about to doo-doo myself.
Okay, so this is a serious question. When your leg is hurting as badly as it has been, and it's in the... you said the front thigh?
In the back.
In the back.
It's like,
your ham area. It can't be easy to sit on the turlet.
It is awful.
Really?
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
It's one of the worst pains, yes.
Mm-hmm. On the toilet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you got broken ribs, being on the toilet is one of the few comfortable positions you can be in.
Yeah.
I've heard of people with broken ribs actually having to sleep on the toilet. Not, not with their pants down and stuff, but in that position.
Holy
cow. Because, you know.
That'd be convenient, though. But then you don't have to wake up in the middle of the night to go pee.
Mm-hmm. You're such a an optimist. Always finding the silver lining, Alexis.
That's tough to do.
Mm-hmm. But I know whenever I've had back spasms and stuff, having to go to the restroom is difficult. Well, you know, getting up and down, not the actual process of it.
Man. You know. So what do you have your legs cocked out in front of you?
I shouldn't have started down this road because so, Reagan's going to have to know every detail.
Story.
I want to hear everything.
No, I kind of just sit normally, but I keep I keep some pressure on the left leg.
Yeah. Really?
Okay.
And that, like the way I'm sitting kind of now would be the way.
That's how you.
It still works. Everything comes.
Yeah.
Do you put your hand on your hip kind of like that?
No, this I'm just doing because there's that.
Yeah, it's like that sculpture, the thinking man.
Yeah.
Exactly. He's got like his chin in his hand and he's just dropping knowledge.
What do you call that step thing that you're supposed to put in front of you that helps?
Oh, the squat thing?
Squatty potty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Would that help?
I don't know.
Probably not, because if your leg needs to be out in front of you, that would make it even worse.
Well, it pulling it up to my chest helps sometimes. So sometimes I'll just go put my knee on the bed and just lay into it.
While you're pooping?
No.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, wait, what?
Shit, man. Just shit on the floor?
He's giving up on life.
I'm sorry. I can't make it in there.
I'll lean into it.
Meredith!
Wow.
You got to lean into it. That's my strategy.
I don't know for sure, but I would guess that way more women use the squatty potty than men.
I want one of those.
Yeah, I don't know. They say it's like so natural, like it's part of our evolution. That's how you poop. But it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't want anybody coming over and seeing a squatty potty in the bathroom.
I bet a lot of people that, well, I don't know. I was going to say I bet a lot of people that use them hide them away and they don't talk about it. But, you know, women always talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, advertising that they've got one. Girl, you need to get one. Or actually what women would do is if they bought one and it worked well for them, they'd start selling them.
Yeah, probably.
On their social media.
Personalized. We'll monogram your squatty pot.
Yeah.
But there was a woman I follow on Instagram. She showed the contents of her purse. Like she posted a picture and she had like 3 bottles of that poopery spray.
Yeah.
I thought that was so gross to put. I mean, I like hearing pooping stories. I don't know. I'm just fascinated with pooping. But I thought that was so gross to show, like, here's the spray I use before I, you know, use the restroom. I was like, oh, I don't want to know that women poop. A guy's pooping.
Oh, that's why.
You ask Alexis all the time about her pooping.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You think, like, I'm not a woman?
She's like one of the guys.
Here. Probably doesn't count in that.
No, you're barely a woman. Got a baseball hat on.
Barely.
Burns on your arm. Like a firefighter.
It's like she's been out there working on the car. Yeah. Exhaust pipe burned her.
You're closer to Ted Nugent than you are Dolly Parton. No, I don't know. It was just, I was shocked to see that.
I thought you were more grossed out at the fact that, like, she had it out after she pooped and then put it in her purse.
No. It's like, oh, I don't know. You're just carrying it around. She had bottles of it. It's like, yeah, it's like backups. Look weird. Yeah. Stop pooping everywhere. Go home.
Different scents for different places.
No.
But I wonder if those statistics are out there about who uses a squatty potty more, women or men. Yeah, I bet it's women by far. Because women seem to have more trouble with it. You know? It seems like that would be something that women would buy to assist them, where men don't really need assistance.
No, guys are good on that.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? That men don't have any issues, really.
Well, probably because we eat more and probably eat. Well, I was going to say not. Yeah, I don't eat more than you or different, you know, less healthy than you do. I don't know, but women are always talking about how they have problems with it.
We're like bears.
Our intestines smaller?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Google that.
Mm.
Why do men poop better than women?
Does that mean that
you guys are blessed?
Does that mean that women have trouble pooping? Or
because they'll get, you know, they get backed up and stuff. And that's one of the reasons they're so grouchy all the time.
That's true.
Backed up.
Mm-hmm.
So when they do go, they need that poopery because it's going to be a disaster.
Yeah.
You see all that fruit Alexis just ate? She's like a damn.
That's why I have to eat fruit.
You know, a lot of women though don't go every day.
I know. Yeah. I don't want to say her name, but I mean, the person we're thinking of, I'm thinking of, would go every other day or every couple days.
3 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was very jealous of guys that could poop. And I thought that was so funny.
On one of the podcasts I listened to, one of the guys on it only poops once a week, he says.
Oh, God, that would hold.
That's crazy. That can't be good for you.
Does he do that on purpose? He's just holding it in all the time?
No,
he just has to.
He doesn't need to.
And what kind of podcast is that?
It's called Your Mom's House. It's Tom Segura and his wife.
Who's that?
He's a comedian.
Stand up.
No.
And he's the one that poops once a week?
No. It's somebody, one of his staff members. Yeah. They brought it up one
thin,
time.
Thin, tiny guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Vegetarian?
I don't think so.
Vegetarian?
Mm-hmm. Man.
I don't. Well, don't vegetables make you have to go more typically? Like
I don't know.
And stuff
roughage,
like that?
Yeah.
I just thought that meant it made it float. Yeah, if roughage makes it lighter, like if you don't have enough roughage in your diet, it's heavier and doesn't
get out. Yeah.
It doesn't float.
Yeah. Oh, float. You said flow.
That's disgusting.
No.
No, yeah, it's like dropping a...
But that's how you offer. That's how you offer someone a salad at your house or whatever. You know, my brother does anyway. Hey, you want some of this salad? Make your stool float.
Stop.
It's gnarly. It's gross.
It's good for you. Make your stool float. Well, that's where I learned it anyway.
Yeah.
From my brother Todd's science class.
That's it. Should it float?
Yeah.
It should.
Mm-hmm. Just like your urine should be clear.
Yeah. It means you're hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Really?
Yeah. Mine's actually black. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. Black urine. Look that up.
Yeah.
Or don't.
It means you're dead possessed.
That's also my rap name.
Black urine.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's go!
Hey. Regans.
Yeah.
Have you been keeping up with Lil Britney's Instagram?
No.
I mean, she's just naked dancing all over the beach and all up on her husband. And like, even at some point, I don't know what I don't read the captions and stuff, because she can go on these long ass diatribes and it's hard to keep up with. It's like, you know, she jumps from this subject to that subject. You know, I mean, it's like trying to talk to a baboon's ass.
Yeah.
You know, it just makes no sense. You can't keep up. But she's out there dancing on the beach, and a whole deal with, she's just got her hand over her boobs. And then there's one where she's on her knees and she's moving around and she pulls the front of her bikini bottom down. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to show you my goodies, but I can't because I'm on Instagram. I mean, it's just, whoa. I don't know what her reasoning is for that, other than I'm just having fun and I don't care what anybody thinks.
Maybe it's like a...
She's thirst trapping.
Is she close to 40 now? Is she getting...
I think she is 40, maybe.
You know, I don't want to say it's a midlife crisis, but maybe
she also never really had social media or freedom, so she's like going through everything, I think, at once. She wasn't in the real world. That's why she's so weird, I think.
Yeah, you're right. Britney has never gotten a chance to dance seductively in front of people.
No, yeah. But you know what I mean.
Oh my god.
She's just odd. Shut up, Rob. Can't.
Yeah, a lot of people have made a career off that, but poor Britney never got the opportunity.
I never got the chance. If only she could dance provocatively for strangers.
It's good. Finally, I'm free.
But she never shows the...
At one point, she's rolling around with her top off and comes really close to showing nipples.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Got to check this out.
And I'm sure that if she weren't, you know, hampered by the restrictions of Instagram, she would go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
See, like, look.
Uh-huh. All right. She's covering. Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
But it's always that look in her eyes that throws it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like looking at somebody who's trying. Oh, wait. Oh, you missed. I'm sorry. I turned it in the wrong spot when she was rolling around. Now she's like tugging at the bottoms and all that.
Yeah. Teasing.
But it's like that expression, that look is just, it's like somebody who's been hypnotized to do that rather than somebody who's just doing it to have fun and be sexy.
I'm not sure what's going on there. But you can't, you know, she's now of close to 40. You got to just.
No, that's not. I don't think that's it.
No. I'm not saying it's her age. I'm saying, you know, she's out of the conservatorship now. So you just got to hope that she's making all the decisions that make her happy. And if it's showing off the honeypot on Instagram, then it's that's what it is.
Uh-huh.
It's not for me. I wouldn't want to, you know, put my balls on my Instagram story.
No, thank you. But I wouldn't want you to do that either.
Well, you're blocked. You can't see it anyway.
Yeah, she is 40. I thought she just turned 40.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just. It was in December.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brittany's 40.
When do you think Alexis is going to start doing stuff like that? Start posting like nearly nude stuff on Instagram?
You mean when she's going to stop?
Oh, is she getting pretty close already? I mean,
no,
she's already doing that?
I'm not. I've actually toned it down a lot.
Hmm. Since when?
Since I started working here?
Really? I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, I don't know.
He doesn't follow me on Instagram. Hmm.
Her last picture is a V-neck that barely goes down to ear. So
he's pointing at his.
He's pointing at his mooter.
I like that. His dangly bits.
Dangly.
His wobbly sausage.
Yeah. But I thought that they were talking about the other day. I thought all of y'all were discussing Alexis and her, as y'all put it, ass out videos and stuff.
I never had my ass out.
You said the other day that you always, when you're in a swimsuit and you're not around people that, you know, have kids or people that you don't know, you're always ass out in your swimsuit.
Yeah, I am, but I'm not posting it on Instagram.
Oh.
Well, that's not true.
I mean, that's a little bit of ass out.
There's literally Alexis with her ass out.
Rob just pulled it up.
Oops. That took what?
That's the third picture from the top.
Maybe four seconds.
Yeah, I stand corrected.
Okay, that's.
Sorry, I was way off base. I forgot about that picture.
I don't do that.
Yeah. And the bottoms that Brittany was wearing in her little dance a minute ago looked like a skirt compared to what Alexis's bottoms looked like in that picture you just showed,
right? Whatever.
Wow, what a fast turnaround.
No, I don't do that. Oh, well, I did that time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but I'm not making seductive videos like Brittany.
I think you should make fun of those and do something like that.
Oh, brother.
Mm-hmm. You gotta figure out how to copy that dead inside, you know, dead in the eyes look that she has. What do you think that is, Riggins? Is that on her medication or something?
I don't know. I don't know what she's on or whatever. But I know there's a lot of eye makeup usually, and I think that adds the focus to the eyes. But
and it's always smudgy eye makeup. Like, I don't understand who does her makeup.
Yeah, I don't know. She's like dead locked into the camera lens. Like,
yeah,
maybe that's the performer in her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eyes on the camera. You're performing for an audience.
And I'm not saying anything, making fun of her No, because everybody knows. I mean, I've been a supporter of her getting out of that conservatorship and all of that stuff. But it just doesn't look right to me. It doesn't look natural, or there's something amiss about it. And who am I to say? Well, I'm an amateur FBI profiler and amateur lead detective.
Exactly.
And the world's leading expert on, what is it that I had on my world's leading expert on?
Profile.
Social profiler.
Yeah, societal profiler.
I'm a societal profiler. So there.
Yeah.
That's who I am. Mm. Now, who are you, Miss Brittany? That's what we need to know.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going to find out. We all need to know.
Yeah.
But no, bless her.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Pray for her.
All right, we will.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenyx. Neogenix.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.